Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat Podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is the State of the Union. No, we're not. No, you've heard so much about the State of the Union, all the analysis of this or that. Maybe I'll talk about some aspect of it at some point in the future, but I think by now you've probably heard enough about the State of the Union. I think maybe we should talk about the state of the electorate as concerns the current president of the United States, Joe Biden. I did a newsletter on this, and the headline was, President Nobody Wants to Run Prepares Re-election Bid. So that's kind of the story. Now, you knew that the State of the Union was going to be a kickoff. It was going to be, you know, a speech about the State of the Union, politics and all that, but it was also going to double as a kickoff to Joe Biden's 2024 re-election campaign. And sure enough, it was. The president talked about finishing the job. We got to finish the job, which I guess sounds encouraging if you're a Democrat. Sounds kind of frightening if you're a Republican. Oh, boy, you're going to finish the job. Anyway, it was being called a soft launch because Joe Biden was not going to go out and say, I hereby declare myself a candidate for presidency of the United States in 2024. And of course, he did not say that. He wasn't going to officially announce his candidate, but he would make it unmistakably clear that he is running. And he did. I think most people came away with the impression that indeed he is running for president. Now, the striking thing about a Biden 2024 campaign or the Biden 2024 campaign is that it is a race few Americans want him to run. Let's talk about a new Washington Post ABC News poll. They asked both parties. They asked Democrats, do you want Joe Biden to be the party's nominee in 2024? They asked, or somebody else, they asked Republicans, do you want Donald Trump to be the nominee? So let's talk about Joe Biden. Just 31% of Democrats in this poll, Washington Post, ABC News, want Biden to be the party nominee in 2024. 31%. 58%, almost double that, 58% of Democrats and voters who lean Democrat want the party to find another candidate. Okay, 31 to 58, or 58 no, 31 yes. Now, it's important to remember this is not talked about that much, but this poll, this part of the poll is, you know, a big poll with lots of questions, but this particular part of the poll was asked of Democrats. Okay. So then you look at the party breakdown of the poll. That's often controversial. Is the poll skewed toward one party or another? Look at the party breakdown. And of the entire survey, of the entire universe of respondents to this poll, 26% were Democrats, 25% were Republicans, 40% were independent. That independent number, fraction of the electorate has really gone up in recent years. 5% were others, and 3% said, I don't know, or no opinion, or it's none of your business, something like that. So anyway, this poll about do Democrats want Biden to be the nominee, that the Democrats are just 26% of the broader electorate as represented in this universe of respondents, okay? So think of it that way. 31% of that 26% want Biden to be the Democratic nominee. Just, that's not good. 31% of 26%, that's not a lot. That is not a lot of people who want Joe Biden to be the nominee. But then they asked, you know, sometimes people don't get what they want, and, you know, he's going to be, if he's the nominee, they're going to have to choose. So the Post asked a really interesting question, and it was kind of basic, kind of feeling-oriented question, but it's interesting. How would you feel if Biden is reelected as president in 2024? Okay. There were a few choices here. Would you feel enthusiastic? Would you feel satisfied, but not enthusiastic? Would you feel dissatisfied, but not angry? Or would you feel angry about Joe Biden being reelected president? So a tiny number of people, tiny, 7%, said they would feel enthusiastic about Biden being reelected. 7%. 29% said they would feel satisfied, but not really enthusiastic. Now, you put those together, 7%, 29%, that's 36% of the people who gave answers that you could reasonably characterize as positive. Okay, so question is, how would you feel if Biden is reelected as president in 2024? 36% of the answers are positive. Now, on the other side, 30% said they would feel angry. Now, remember, just 7% said they would feel enthusiastic. On the other extreme, 30% said they would feel angry, and 32% said they would feel dissatisfied, although not angry. Okay, you put those together, that 62% who gave answers that could be characterized as negative. Okay, so remember, there were 36% who gave answers that were positive, 62 negative. That's a nearly 2-to-1 ratio of people who would be unhappy with a Biden reelection. Now, why wouldn't they be unhappy? I mean, really, if you read, there was an article accompanying the poll. This is from Gary Langer, who's head of the polling unit at ABC News. And he writes, quote, 4 in 10 Americans say they've gotten worse off financially since Joe Biden became president. The most in ABC News Washington Post polls dating back 37 years. Okay, so more people than in any poll dating back 37 years from this polling organization say they are worse off financially since Joe Biden became president. Okay, and on the other side of it, just 16% say they are better off since Biden entered the White House. I mean, most people are worse off since Biden entered the White House. Okay, and then you say, wait a minute. I'm hearing things are getting really good. I mean, the last jobs report, 517,000 jobs created in January, far exceeding predictions. I mean, that's good. That's objectively really good. 517,000 jobs in January. A very low unemployment rate, 3.4% unemployment, which is the lowest in more than half a century. 3.4% unemployment. So that's really, really good. So yes, the latest jobs report was good. And yes, inflation is easing. Okay, the rate at which prices are going up is easing. Okay, it's not like prices are going down. The rate at which they are going up is easing, which is better than when they were skyrocketing. But prices are still high and still, in many cases, going up. A trip to the grocery store, it's no longer a shock, I mean, because you know what's going to happen. But it's still an ordeal for millions of Americans. I mean, the prices of some of these items are just unbelievable. People have adjusted their lifestyle downward to be able to afford the basics of life. And inflation is still outpacing increases in Americans' wages. Their purchasing power is going down. They are constantly falling behind in their ability to buy things that they need to live. So why is anybody shocked when such a large number say they've gotten worse off financially since Joe Biden became president? Because they have. And then, I mean, that's not all. There are more than half of Americans who save for retirement. Their plans are invested in the stock market. Well, the value of their retirement savings, sometimes quaintly referred to as life savings, their life savings are down a lot. 2022 was Wall Street's worst year since the Great Recession year of 2008. And if they're trying to buy a house, let's say they're trying to buy a house. Prices had gone way up in the last few years. They've settled down or leveled off or maybe gone down some. Mortgage interest rates are twice what they were when Joe Biden took office, which is putting out of reach many houses that might have been affordable a few years ago. Okay, so it is no surprise. It's just simply no surprise at all that so many Americans, the most in, 37 years of polling for ABC Washington Post, 40% say they've gotten worse off since Joe Biden became president. All right, so think about that and then ask yourself, why would voters want that to continue? I mean, especially when so many Americans believe that Joe Biden, our president, 80 years old, is too old to be president. That's another big factor in all this, and we're going to talk about that next. Okay, welcome back. I said I was going to talk about Joe Biden being too old to be president. More importantly, many voters thinking Joe Biden is too old to be president. First, I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, maybe even learning from the podcast, it would be great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it at iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasts. Where do you get your podcast? Well, please subscribe to the Byron York Show. It would be just really great. And I would appreciate it. So, we were talking about all the reasons for which Americans feel they're worse off financially than they were before Joe Biden became president. So they're worse off since he became president. So why would they want that to continue? Especially when so many of American voters believe Biden is too old to be president. There was a new Associated Press poll. Today is poll day. A new Associated Press poll showed that 37% of Democrats want Biden to run again. So that's a little better than that Washington Post poll we talked about. What was that, 31%? 31% in the Post poll wanted Biden to be the nominee, 37% in the Associated Press poll. And so it's a little better than the Post poll, but the AP noted that many of the voters who do not want Biden to run again, they want him off the ticket. They feel that way because of his age. So let me read you something from the AP. Follow-up interviews with poll respondents. So they, they do the poll and then they select a group and they actually talk to them and get some of the opinions behind their answers to the polling questions. Follow-up interviews with poll respondents suggest that many believe the 80-year-old Biden's age is a liability, with people focusing on his coughing, his gait, his gaffes, and the possibility that the world's most stressful job would be better suited for someone younger, end quote. Okay, so this is one of these things where, people can see it with their own eyes. And they say, well, gee, he coughs a lot, or he kind of shuffles like a pretty old person. His gaffes always made him seem to have gotten worse, more frequent. This is the toughest job in the world. And in the term that he's already been elected to, he's going to serve till age 82. And do we really need to extend it from age 82 to 86 for a second term? Is that a good bet? There's a pretty brutal calculus that voters are making. But it's what voters do. They see what's in front of their eyes and they make a collective decision about it. And the decision in this case, many of them, is that Joe Biden is too old to be president. Now, despite all that, despite all that, it was numbers in the 30s, 30-something percent of people want Biden to run again. Remember I said post-poll was 31% of 26% want Biden to run again. Despite all that, the Democratic Party's most faithful operatives, office holders, consultants, strategists, all those people, interest group leaders, all those people who are kind of in the political world. The Democratic Party's most faithful members are lining up behind a Biden 2024 run. Now, you know that old saying, it's a cliche. The saying is Democrats fall in love and Republicans fall in line. In other words, Republicans are, lockstep discipline, and Democrats are, romantic, people who just fall in love with a wonderful candidate. Okay. Democrats fall in love and Republicans fall in line. Well, this time it is the Democrats, or at least the party's top operatives, who are falling in line. And indeed, observers are saying they're falling in line after the party's winter meeting in Philadelphia last week. New York Times reported that despite Biden's weaknesses, top Democrats are behind him, mostly in the hopes. They hope that Republicans are going to nominate Donald Trump, the former president, and then Biden can beat Trump. The headline of the story is Democrats, seeing a weaker Trump, are falling in line behind Biden. Okay, so that's the New York Times headline. Democrats are falling in line. So you have all these reasons, all these voters who do not want Joe Biden to be the party's nominee. And then you have the party operatives saying, we're behind Joe Biden. I don't know if this is going to work. I mean, maybe it will, maybe it won't. But the fact is, Democrats are led by a remarkably unpopular president who most Americans, even those in his own party, do not want to run for re-election. They don't want him to be the president. They don't want him to be on the ticket. They don't want to choose between Joe Biden and a Republican. They want to choose between another Democrat. They're Democrats. They want to vote for a Democrat. They just don't want to vote for Joe Biden. They want to choose between another Democrat and whoever the Republican candidate is. Now, at the State of the Union, you saw it. They jumped to their feet over and over and over again for Biden applause lines. But do not be fooled. The party has a serious Joe Biden 2024 problem. And that is today's podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it when you can, and hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.